Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were taught that we can judge the actions of a man, which we can see, but not his motives. So let's take up at that point today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Now, let's move on there, though, from verse 19. I just thought we should spend some time on we love him because he first loved us. And we need to next see, if you will love God willfully, then you won't have a worthless love. Now, we'll never do more for Christ than he's done for us. But at least our love will not be a worthless love if we will love God willfully. In verse 20, he says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? So my friend, don't be a liar. A liar's love is worthless. Now, a liar's love can maybe sometimes benefit the flesh, but it will never benefit the spirit, the inner man, and eventually it'll destroy anything that was good in you, except God. It cannot destroy God, but it can destroy how you love God or serve God. Now, if God calls someone a liar, they're a liar. And don't forget, he's the judge, and he looketh upon the heart. Now, I can't see the heart. I can't say, well, that person doesn't have any love for God. That then is a judging that is wrong because I'm judging his motives, and I'm saying that guy doesn't love God. Now, that guy's lying. He's cussing. He's drinking. I can say that guy's a drinker. He's a cusser. He's a whatever. And it's not judging him. It's looking at the fruits of the tree. You can tell a tree by its fruit. Now, I do have, and I'm encouraged to by the Lord, to judge a tree by its fruit, but not to try to judge a motive of another man. Now, this verse then fits in hand with 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 8, whom having not seen, we love. In whom, though, now you see him not. You see him not. Yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That brings a question up in my mind because I so often fail because do I love him? Oh, yes, I love him. But is my joy always full of glory? Is it always rejoicing? Not always. And that's when I get in the flesh because there's a spiritual battle going on all the time within the believer. And so the question I have to ask then on that verse of 1 Peter 1:8 is, do we, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom though ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. John 1:18 lets us know that the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Now, it says before that that no man has seen the Father. When he says that no man has seen the Father, he means with the physical eye. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 12, it says, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. That's why we worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, because we have not seen him with our eyes as the angels have. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. But no man has seen God at any time, because in this mortal flesh, it would kill us immediately to look upon this high and holy God. So to hate a brother in Christ is not to have the love of God, as stated in verse 19. His love is not made perfect in us because we've allowed the flesh to dominate in its anger or hate of someone. And that means we have made by ourselves our love worthless. We have quenched the Holy Spirit's work in us in order to allow our anger and the venom of our lips to have free course in us, and to do so over the Holy Spirit of God trying to work in us. What a shame. Let me make this very clear to you. It's a mention of someone's name can change my mood from good to bad. If someone, to mention someone's name in a good way, changes my day from a good day to a bad day, then that person who's the object of my anger is also a master over me. If the mention of that person's name in a good sense can make me miserable, I have become a slave to that person. And I've allowed Satan to take control through my flesh. Now, you may have a strong reason to hate someone that is called a brother. Now, you may question, I don't even think they're saved, but if he says he's saved, you don't know the heart to know if it is or not. So, you may have a strong reason to hate a brother, but it will not be just before God. It prevents him from doing his perfect work in us. Now just think, the anger and the hate I might hold towards another brother, it's not that brother, but it's me with that anger and hate that prevents the love of God to do its perfect work in me. I'm responsible for that. So we need to keep this thought always in mind, because it is an absolute truth about all of us, preacher included. No one has ever hurt us more than we have personally hurt God. Let me say that again. This is a truth we need to think on. No one has ever hurt us more than we have personally hurt God. May I change that we to an I. No one has hurt me more than I personally have hurt God. What a thought. Yet, he loves me still. He loves us still. Willfully loves us despite all our sin. What a great God. So, in verse 20, again, if you love not a brother whom you have seen, how can you choose to love God whom you haven't? And there's a continual sense in he that loveth not. It is in the continual sense, that is, you hold a grudge, and chances are, you haven't even talked to him or heard about it. Although you may have talked to others, his love covered and removed the greater multitude of our sins against God than the sins that we think people committed against us. If God will forgive us and you cannot forgive those that have sinned against you, remember the story that Jesus told of the man, one of his servants that owed him so much money, and he frankly forgave him. And then he had a servant that owed him just a little bit, but he was a poor man. And he put him in jail till he could pay everything off. That made the Lord angry, and so he made that man go to jail so he could pay it off, and he perhaps owed millions. It'd be like owing millions to somebody that owed you $100. Okay, and so our sin, what we owe to God, is far beyond what anybody owes to us. So get this principle. You know, if you get nothing else out of this, get this principle. We should, and I'll say I should, always have forgiveness in my heart, our heart, if indeed someone wronged us. But just as God's love, that forgiveness is not granted until they come to us. Just like we must come to Him. God, Christ paid the penalty for all of our sin for all time. But the truth of the matter is, we still have to come to Him for that forgiveness. And so that's what we do. They must come to us. In verse 21, he says, and this commandment. Now note, a commandment. When he says that word commandment, he's putting it on the level of the Ten Commandments. You remember John 13, 34, and 35 when Jesus said, a new commandment I give unto you? They would understand completely that that is on the level of the Ten Commandments, okay? He says that you love one another as I have loved you. Before, the law had said that you love as you love yourself, but now this was higher. It was as He loves us. And in that it's a commandment given by our Lord, it's one to which we will give an account. And so he says, and this is the commandment. And this commandment have we from Him, that is from Christ, that is from God, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now that is scripture. This last verse is telling us this is command. Love has forgiveness already in its heart. If you have the love that you're supposed to have for God and you allow His love to work through you, then you'll have that love for that brother that has so sinned against you. Love has forgiveness already in its heart, but does not extend it until that person repents in person to you. Now, that person may be in another state, another country, and of course they would call you on the phone. I would even say, if you got those kind of phones that you can FaceTime, then FaceTime. But it's just like the prodigal son in the story that Jesus told. That father forgave his prodigal instantly, but he did not go out after him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.